Are you trying to steal your mother's will?
So you can inherit everything?
If so, you're a bad person. And that means we're doing the 2020 short film, Grandma Ghost.
Come on, Bob. What the hell are you wearing? Looking like Big Bird's side bitch.
Welcome to Flick Magnet, a bonus episode. We have two special guests on this show. My eldest daughter, Hannah, say hi.
Hi, everyone.
And my youngest daughter, Shay.
Hello.
Get a little closer, baby.
Hello.
There you go. Put some bass in it like you were a boy. We're doing 2020s, as you heard, the short film Grandma Ghost. Because this was Hannah's suggestion, right?
Yeah.
You saw this and you maybe liked it. Don't say if you liked it or not, because you might have hated it. Shay has never seen this. I've seen it. And we're going to do a live watch along. Now, this movie, Shay, do you have the Rotten Tomato score?
Yeah.
And what would that be?
There is no score.
Because it's possibly horrible. What about IMDb? Hey, what do you got there?
This is 3.8 out of 10.
All right. So you guys get the idea of what we're going to be delving into here. So without further ado, here's the trailer.
What's all the movie for? A woman have to prepare for battle because I know you came over here to start something.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to go to phase two of our plan to get rid of Nicole.
We're not all meant to be superstars. And it's the love that you have in your heart that makes you shine like a light. Nicole, don't ever dim that light.
I never thought about myself as being a light, more like a candle.
Despite all her flaws and her she loves your hair.
Yeah.
Whoa,
why
did
you say that? You're not a listener. I just met the sun. Bring her back.
Your grandma, she over 20 now.
The process server. My uncle and aunt are evicting me.
Vultures. They ain't waste no time.
Trailer's bad for crying out loud. Jeez. All right. You guys ready to get into this?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Click and play now if you want to play along with us. I'll let you know. Yep. Got a black screen. Here we go. Come on. Give me some grandma. Grandma Ghost. Oh. An iPhone 7 pictures.
Thank you.
Jonesy Girl Productions. Oh. New Day Talk Radio Media Center presents Grandma Ghost done in Microsoft Paint. All right, so you got a drone, so they have money for a drone. It's an audio format, guys. Nods are not heard. Another drone shot of a highway and some trees.
Wow.
Yeah. No cars on the road. All right, this shot, get used to this. Someone's backyard, and there's a swimming pool and ground pool. Nice. It's a nice pool, right?
What is the shot?
Of a...
What a nice chair.
A nice couch. Backyard patio couch.
They set up their iPhone.
Yep. Their iPhone 7's on an iPod. Mm-hmm. A tripod. An iPod. So our first character sits down and looks uninterested. She can't believe she was talked into doing this movie. How much am I getting paid for, Grandma? Oh, here's Grandma.
I bought you your favorite bowl of
Grandma,
cereal.
That's a nice moo-moo.
Thank you.
Oh. Grandma, it's such a nice day today. I don't want to go to work today.
Right?
If a man don't work, he don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Grandma, I'm going to go to work.
Baby girl, finish your cereal and get to work.
What is this acting?
Okay, Grandma, I know. There's Wait, children starving acting. In South Central.
What?
Grandma, I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Take
now
20.
Hurry up and get out of here so you won't be late for work.
Okay, Grandma. Hey, I'm going to bring you your
Grandma.
Favorite cupcake, the Oreo cookie kind.
My favorite?
Yes, Grandma.
Ooh, I can't wait.
This is Nicole and Grandma.
Let's I gotta go to work, Grandma. Okay. Grandma.
I'm taking your bowl. Stealing it. Grandma looks like she's on drugs.
Oh, I love that weed.
I love that weed.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that weed. Yeah.
Oh. They use the fart app on their iPhone. A hard cut to Grandma playing cards with her.
Stella, you beat me with that same
her
hand every
friend,
single
her white
time.
Friend.
Are you sure you're not cheating?
No, I know perfection. I play cards.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Jesus.
How is Nicole?
Well, Nicole is fine.
Well, she stole my bowl.
I just love her so much, you know? And she's a good girl.
Don't get
I
me
know
wrong.
You love her, Stella, and Nicole is a good person. Mm-hmm. And you know she'd do anything for you, too. And you don't need to let anybody make you worry about that.
She'll even
My
pay for acting
daughter,
lessons.
They just think Nicole is their arch enemy.
There's not much you can do about that.
I love the wigs.
You just stand yeah. your ground and
you think
keep
those
on
are wigs?
Doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm.
Not her, the
you
grandma.
Know,
grandma?
That's Barbara, yeah. huh. I can trust you. And I have
some. Cue dramatic music.
Barbara, if anything should happen to me, I would like for you to give this key to Nicole.
Stella, please stop talking this nonsense. You're not going anywhere. You'll outlive all of us.
Well,
I probably will, but...
It's called Grandma
just
Ghost.
Just give this key to Nicole.
What's wrong with Grandma?
Stella, I will because I love you.
They don't
you,
tell us.
And you know I'll always look after Nicole for you. Through good times...
Holy cow!
Knowing you can
always count on me, for sure. That's what bad acting's for.
They're so
God.
Cute.
They are cute, you're right. They are kind of cute. But extremely corny.
Hey, yo, can I better get a free cupcake with these mochas?
What? No, you can free these cups to your seat, or you can
I think I've used this copyright-free gotcha. Song. On YouTube before. So in comes Nicole. She says hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Girl.
Girl.
My mom gave me a ring last night and wants to be exclusive.
You didn't give him some, did you?
Hard cut. No, hard cut.
But if he gives me a necklace to go with this ring, I might.
Tasha.
Oh, my God.
What in the world?
What's happening here?
It's only a ring. And besides, he didn't even ask you to marry him.
Not yet.
Holy moly.
You know what? Don't hold your breath. You might be waiting a while.
When are you going to get a man child?
You guys are hearing those hard cuts out there.
I'll get one. Right?
I think we did better than this in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find a boo.
You need a boo.
You need a boo, period.
Guys, it's called a boom mic. In comes the
Welcome
handsome
to
devil.
The Would you like to try one of our chocolate cupcakes?
No.
It's his name.
How you doing,
though? Who's that? That is no.
OMG!
OMG!
What does that stand for?
Come, I went to visit your grandmother and she took me where I could find
her. Oh my grandma.
God. Oh my grandma, nice.
Kevin, you really look good.
Oh, these cuts are horrible.
Are you here visiting or?
No. I moved back home with my mom. She's getting old and I really don't want her living alone.
Oh boy.
That's so sweet of you.
I just think it's important we take care of those we love. I mean, they deserve it. We owe it to them.
Well, since you're such a sweet guy, would you like something sweet for your palate?
Ew.
That's so awesome.
How about no?
I'll take this chocolate cupcake right there.
The one with, no, the one without the flies on it, please. Thank you.
You want to go out with me sometimes?
How about new? What? It cuts to a daydream.
Attention all inmates. Attention all inmates. Please report back to
your... What does this mean?
The beginning hours are over. I repeat, please report back to your cell.
She's having like a vision of her, of him feeding her grapes. And it's in black and white.
What does that mean? Attention all inmates.
I don't know what the hell that was.
Oh, I'm more than okay. I would love to go out with you.
Great. Saturday at 3 o'clock. Does that work for you?
You say Saturday at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a weird time.
I'll see you then.
Hang on a second. He said Saturday at 3 o'clock. Is he taking her to a matinee for their first date? What is going on here?
Are you thirsty? Or more like dehydrated?
That shakes my brain when they do.
I'll get an IV soon.
Hey. She covers up the cupcakes. There's that backyard pool shot again.
Marcus, how'd you get in here?
The door was open. I'm sure Nicole left it open.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Grandma's mad. She's doing some drums.
What's all the movement for? A woman have to prepare for battle because I know you came over here to start something.
What's with the hand movement?
I come to talk some.
Are you swimming?
Baby, I got plenty of sense. I wish I could give you some.
Mother, I have plenty of sense. It's you that's off your rocker.
Yes.
Trying to take care of a 40-year-old.
Period.
40-year-old.
Margaret, I don't have time for no being mess generous today. It has been peaceful all day. Let's keep it that way.
Mother, that is all I want for you is peace.
God.
That's why I'm here to talk to you
this
about
this is rough.
Nicole.
Hannah.
Nicole is my grandbaby. Rose. And I love her. And there's nothing you can say to change that.
Yes, I got that.
It's like this
Nicole,
is an audition
she's trying to mooch off of you.
For a bad movie, and
Nicole,
they kept it.
It's your birthday. I'm your grandma.
She's trying not to laugh. Look at
Mom,
her.
Mom, I'm serious. How long are you going to keep taking care of her? You're getting too old.
How dare you love your children?
How long are you going to carry around that envy and jealousy? It's just like a cancer eating you alive.
Don't say the same word, Grandma.
You gave it to me. Because you were never there for me like you were for Nicole.
She's
I'm not perfect,
to laugh.
And you never
look
ever wanted for anything. Nicole,
look at her.
She's gonna laugh.
She's like biting her tongue.
Yep, she 100% is.
That girl needs me.
Mm-hmm.
I will be here for her to the day I die.
All right, yeah, that's true.
Oh, no.
That is true, guys.
You beat me like there was no tomorrow.
Really?
You let Nicole get away with murder. You ain't never put your hands on her.
That's right. You turned out just fine, baby.
In spite of me beating the
Build
crap out of you.
Build a bridge and get over it.
You see? You don't get it.
Are they Italian? They're talking with their hands a lot.
Oh, no.
She walks right into the couch. The chair that, falls down.
That was so real.
Marcus!
It was, and they kept it in because
okay?
It looked real.
I'm okay.
Unlike everything else in this.
Stop tripping. You know I ain't got no insurance. See your way out.
What the heck?
Hard cut to the outside.
She probably first
They couldn't even fix the flag and make it not wound up around the pole. Come on, guys, details.
She probably burst out laughing the second she stepped outside.
This might be the most egregious part of this
hey,
whole
bro,
movie.
This old bag is a pain to deal with.
What His say? Hair looks she painted on.
It's Uncle Jethro.
Well, I guess we're going to have to go to phase two of our plan to get rid of Nicole.
Since the old
That looks like a fake mustache
it,
from the
Look
dollar
the back
store.
Of his neck.
Okay.
It's like...
Let's take a second and talk about Uncle Jethro for a second. That mustache... Looks like paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, all right, guys, we're going to go record on our iPhone 3s. We need a mustache. Need a mustache. Cut some paper and some tape. Great idea. Let's go with that.
It looks like his hair is like spray paint.
Like, he's supposed to be old. He's young looking. Mm-hmm. Very young looking.
They spray painted like gray hair on him.
This is bad. Really bad. Shay, you were going to say something?
So they painted his hair, like, all the way down to the bottom of his neck.
Yeah. Great. Great. Okay. Back to this film. Quote, unquote.
What does that mean?
Jethro, stop playing.
I ain't playing. I just don't know what you mean. What are we going to do to our hand?
Bro, it's just an expression.
Oh, bro. Oh,
I thought so.
He's got suspenders and a belt.
No. Is that all you think about?
No. I think about food, taking a shower, women.
Never mind. I didn't think you were that dumb, bro.
God.
Who are you calling dumb?
Why does she keep saying
dumb.
Bro?
I just be.
Because it's her brother.
Oh.
I'll take care of Nicole.
They're both trying, because that's so, no. her uncle.
You got this.
Let's go.
Wait. Is that. He has toilet paper on his foot.
The background music is so loud.
Yeah, it's...
So what have you been up to all these years?
Well, I got into music and I traveled with a band. We traveled all around Europe. I met a lot of people and did a lot of things.
I swear to God, I've used this music before.
It just got old. And then my mom got ill.
It's
and
like 99 cents
for me to come home.
No,
on iTunes.
It's the free stuff on YouTube.
It's free.
Copyright free music.
It was okay. Just tell me about you.
My mom died when I was 10. And my grandma took me in. She's taken care of me all these
okay.
years.
Yeah.
I take care of her. She takes care of me. I thought about going to college.
She's got some.
I really didn't want to
interesting eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about traveling the world.
What is that?
They remind me
just,
of the lizard
I just never
people
thought about
from
I guess
Doctor
I'm just
Who.
A plain girl.
What the what people?
Life.
The lizard,
lizard
people.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not just a
they look
person.
Almost orange.
Are you a good person that cares about your family? We're not all meant to be superstars.
Why are they sitting on the floor?
It's a good question. It makes you shine like a light. Nicole, don't ever dim that light.
I never thought about myself as being
maybe dim it a little bit, because girl, you look rough.
Nicole, a candle is a light.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Grandma told me never.
Who's got the soundboard for this movie?
So does that mean you don't like me?
No.
My
I do like
God.
You. I just need a little more time to get to know you.
That's fair.
That's fair.
I remember this part.
They're outside. They were walking around the pool. Playing Scrabble, headbutting their foreheads. Well, there's no worries about getting flagged for copyright for this one, this show, right, guys? And baby, baby, I've been needing to. They are enjoying some wine at dinner, playing Uno. The game I just beat Shay at.
Actually, I beat you.
That's true. Just show it in order.
It's like so random.
He's spinning her around in there.
It was like the remix.
Yeah, it's like a remix. Look at that art on the wall.
I didn't see it.
I saw a Nightmare Before Christmas art.
Ooh.
If it comes back up, look in the background. She is breathtaking. You guys know what that means, right?
How long is this?
Too long.
We get it.
We get it. You danced. You had dinner. You had some wine. Great.
We get it. Move on.
Move on. What are they eating? What is that?
Salad.
Salad. What's a salad? She's like, this salad's horrible. Let's make our own words. All right, they're walking around the pool.
This part goes on for like 2 minutes.
Oh my god.
I'm going to push you into the pool and see if you can swim.
I'd love to see that.
That'd be great. You want this life vest?
It's Christmas.
The onesie. Yeah.
It's the grumpy cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Nicole is just having a ball here. Just come on over. Bye.
Nice warm electrical fireplace in the background.
That was Barbara.
Our neighbor?
Yes. Yes. My very close friend.
Yes, think hard, yes, Grandma. Get the words right. They're all wearing the same onesies. Random dance. From out of nowhere. Flash mob. Slow motion.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Strut your stuff, girl.
Jeez.
I'm a weirdo. Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
Nicole's up. She's got her tongue out like Michael Jordan. Is that called
the
Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Charlie Brown. Nice.
Sitting in front
of. Yeah, they're happy sitting in front of the fireplace. Swaying back and forth like gummies. Nicole falls down and like, this is the 67th take. How many more times am I gonna do this? Yes. There's a reason this movie is 50 minutes. It should be 30. More stupid dancing.
Okay, I think we get it.
You guys didn't edit enough. Those cups are empty. There's nothing in those cups. Grandma's like, look, she's fake drinking. Look at her.
Wow. Can't even understand anything they're saying.
The music's louder than the talking.
It's louder than the dialogue.
Well, finally.
Sunset. It's getting dark. Jesus.
Does Grandma die yet?
Grandma, where's my favorite bowl?
There you go.
Grandma had too much eggnog.
Oh, Grandma! Grandma!
So Grandma's dead in the chair. Nicole's crying and it just fades to black and white for some reason.
It didn't fade to black and white. It just
went to black and white.
Clicked to black and white.
Fading would be too professional.
Why do they look so happy?
I don't know. Rick James up here dancing with a wig. These guys have no idea who Rick James is.
She's crying and they're all like dancing.
What the heck?
That is definitely a wig for sure.
Yeah.
There's some dude dancing on stage. Uncle Jethro's there with his fake mustache and fake everything else. There's Barb. Yeah. Okay, there's a picture of a grandma up front there. Everyone's fake crying, trying so hard.
This girl, like, what is going on?
Finally, someone looks pissed off. I love your brain. Oh, to pray.
What is this?
Some girl's like, this is crazy. Loving memory of Stella Patterson. That's grandma. This is Rick James. What? What?
That's so random.
Oh, more drums. She's in the audience with her looking up at it through her eyes. Like, girl, you must be crazy.
This may be the last
movie I ever make. End of my career. Oh, we get some black and white memories. It's all about the memories, guys. Oh, they're hugging. Did Rick James act like he saw the memory? Barb doesn't look all that upset, if we're being honest.
I know, she doesn't.
She looks like, oh, it's just Tuesday.
She's like, just another day.
We just need to get some lunch after this. The cuts are hard and horrible. Oh, Rick James taking a swig from his flask. They cut the A out of an amen. Did you hear that? Good editing in this movie.
Oh my god!
Someone's eating. Oh, they brought hot sauce.
She's like the best one in the whole movie.
Oh, at least in this scene. What to call it?
Why does nobody love grandma?
Right?
No one cares.
Everyone
about
there
her.
Is acting like, damn it, why does she have to die? I got better things to do. Jethro and the sister are like, let's go, guys. Come on. Wait, well, I'm upset too. See?
What's going on? I'm so confused.
I have no clue. If the person that made this movie ever listens to this, less is more, guys. Lady's still eating her chicken. Like, this is damn
She's
good
my
chicken.
Favorite.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
Ha
Lady in the crowd crazy. Makes crazy signs. This guy is definitely on drugs. Can barely keep favorite. His eyes open. God. Peace. So now they're all gathered around the casket, shaking hands, giving condolences. You know, that's what you do.
Yeah, Grandma, she owed me $20.
How much? $20? Oh my goodness.
Somebody gonna give me my money.
Or else.
Oh. So you're gonna be in that big old house all by yourself?
Yeah, all by myself.
All by yourself.
And Nicole's getting hit on by some weird dude.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Was
it good?
Is that a chicken?
Yeah.
That
was you.
That wasn't me.
Y'all have chicken at the repair.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Okay. I mean, this is a stupid movie.
I saw you click it.
I was going to click this. I'm a
weirdo. Well, can you come over there, please, and read me a bedtime story? I mean, can you come over? And help me put grandma things in storage?
I can do that for you, though.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Right, gotcha.
Thanks for coming.
Right. Hello, Nicole.
Uncle?
Guess you'll be moving out soon.
I'm not going anywhere.
So, Shay, what do you think of this movie so far?
You're gonna be.
It's interesting. It's not at all. Hannah? You
it's
said.
It's not boring.
It looks like a group of high schoolers, maybe.
Yeah. It's fair.
For like a project.
It's a good movie if you want a good laugh.
It's a good movie if you want to do what we're doing and make fun of it.
Yeah. Like I said, a good laugh.
The cuts are hard, man. They're hard to hard in my brain. Oh, there's the pool again. Still there. Pool guy just came. Look how clean it is. It's crystal clear. Hang on. Wait. Whoa. All right. It's Christmas time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And before they were wearing coats and stuff, they were all bundled up?
Yeah.
Why is the pool open?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, again, if the makers of this movie hear this, come on. Put a little effort into this.
And in the beginning, they were sitting outside eating breakfast or whatever.
Yeah. There's a fly in here that needs to die.
So annoying.
All right, back to this. This is the kind of music you want in basically an all-black movie. Polka music. That makes sense. So I guess they're looking for her will, is what's happening right here. They're going through a bunch of papers and some Amazon boxes on the table. Bet you if you pause and zoom in, you can probably see the address label.
There's nothing here. She didn't have a will.
Don't worry, Nicole. We're going to figure something out.
You will.
I don't know, Kevin. Maybe I should move.
No, you're not going anywhere. You're going to stay here, and you're going to fight.
Because we just met. And I say so.
Who's that? Yeah. Thank you.
Who is that?
It's a process server. My uncle and aunt are evicting me.
Oh.
Wow. Vultures. They ain't waste no time.
They're up to some shenanigans.
Who's that?
If you ask me.
Yep.
Take a sip of my pumpkin spice.
Thank you.
Wawa coffee.
Have a good day.
Now, who was that?
That's my great collector's office. My great uncle. He wants
Grandma
to kill me.
Grandma owes $99,000 in taxes, and they need the money by next Friday.
Wow.
$99,000.
Yep.
Well, look, no matter what, we're going to get through this.
We?
Yes, we.
She's talking about Willis.
It's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Sit do there you watch? Have $99,000?
And that guy still needs his $20.
It's right? Getting late. I think I'm going to go.
I like her shoes. Okay? Those are cool looking.
Yeah.
I think so. Kevin, thank you so much for being here for me. It really meant a lot.
It's no problem.
That guy's hair must have took hours to get it like that.
Everything's going to work out just fine. You'll see.
That is a healthy head of hair.
Yeah. That's the one thing they put effort in.
It's the only thing.
The only thing.
Let's look at the trees. The trees have no leaves on them. Why is
the
pool open?
But the pool's open.
Oh. Nicole's that? Sleeping on the couch and she hears a noise.
Hello?
And it's some
who's
flashing.
There?
Why does she have a bat next to her?
She lives in the hood. Who knows? It's a bad neighborhood.
Hello?
More thuds coming. All of a sudden the screen is blue.
Hello?
Clearly somebody's trying to get into the house. More polka music to scare away the burglar. That is a Rawlings bat. I know that bat. Some high-pitched squeals.
Wait. It's Grandma!
Grandma comes in from behind, covered in a green glow.
Grandma! 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 Grandma!
I live here.
No, you don't. You don't.
I live here.
Seen you in the last week. I thought you moved out. No, Grandma, why would I do that?
Where were you for the last week?
I haven't seen you around the house. Well, good thing you haven't, Grandma, because you're dead. What happened to me? How did I die?
We'd like to know that too.
We was having girls' night out. We were doing our thing. We were having
she's dancing. Oh, there it is, the black and white flashback of the dancing.
And you were cold as ice. So I died of a peaceful death? Yes, Grandma. You died in your sleep. Oh,
that's
so
good.
I'm asleep? Yes,
God.
Grandma.
Oh, my God.
Well, if I'm asleep, why am I still here in my house? I don't know, Grandma. Maybe you're...
Pay attention to Grandma and how sometimes she comes out of the green when she moves her arms.
Grandma, I'll help you. I'll help you find where you need to be. I'll help you get there. Baby, how are you going to do that? I don't know, Grandma. Yeah. I'll come up with something.
It's like so good.
Grandma,
itchy.
Some
yeah,
man
it's,
came over today. He said you owe $99,000.
This was definitely done with like some old tech.
What? How can that be?
Headphones are actually?
I don't know, Grandma.
Yeah.
Aunt Margaret and Uncle Jethro.
No, they're good.
Okay.
They served me with eviction papers. What? Over my dead body?
Yeah, literally.
Yes, Grandma, that's exactly how it happened over your dead body.
Oh.
Well, they will still not get away with this. They already have. Nicole, baby, listen to me. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to get through this.
Okay.
We, Grandma? Everybody knows you're no longer here.
Yeah, we were all at the
you're
funeral.
Right. Grandma, we have to come up
and
with a game
plan. What's the deal
plan.
With you owing
we
him
we have to stop
$20.
This and we have to save this house and pay these back taxes. Okay, Nicole, I don't want you to worry about a thing. I have this all figured out. There's a small chest that contains my will, some money, and an insurance policy, naming you as my beneficiary. Grandma, we tore
well, they had
to
cut to finish that, to stay
we
beneficiary.
Didn't find it anywhere. It's not here. It's at your Uncle Jethro's house.
She was probably like Mrs. P when she struggles with a word. She's like, it says you're my beneficiary. My beneficiary. Cut. God darn. That's 20 takes to say one word.
Oh.
Good job,
what?
Grandma.
What? Grandma, why would you
they're
leave
trying
that Uncle
their
Jethro's house? He's the dumbest
oh, they're trying.
Ever, yeah. Grandma, could you have left it? I'm sorry, Grandma. I'm sorry.
Definitely trying.
Why did you leave it with Uncle Jethro? It was the best place to leave it at the time, Nicole. It's a long story. And I know you will figure out a way to get it back.
Uh-oh. Blank stares and a timer
Grandma, I have an idea.
Hit the bell, Shay. Hit the bell. I just got an idea. This movie's terrible.
The couch is all ripped up.
All right, let's pause for Jethro. Do you remember, what was that show, you guys, with the...
I know exactly what you're thinking.
Go ahead.
I forget what it's called, but...
I know. The blonde girl and that...
Uh-huh.
And she dances and the guy with the villain. Oh, what's that?
Oh.
Come on.
I just had it.
Do you know what we're talking?
I don't know.
Somethingville, I think. Like...
Yes. Oh, damn it.
Hold on.
All right, we're going to...
Give me a second.
Lazy
Town?
Yes.
Lazy Town, yes. Thanks, Hannah. Hannah nailed it.
I had to look at his hair.
I was thinking that before. It made me think of it.
Yeah. Lazy Town. So look that up, and that's what Jethro looks like. He's off the set of Lazy Town.
He looks like a dollar store version.
A clearance bin dollar store version.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's sitting on a really ripped up leather couch reading a newspaper. Let's go back to it.
Best Southern fried chicken.
Come on.
Yo, Jeffro would like some fried chicken with some sweet tea.
Mm-hmm. Low hanging fruit, guys. You don't have to take it.
No,
come on.
The mouse and the cat was chasing each other. Tell Margaret.
My God. Nice phone.
Hello?
It's a fake rats. Foot phone.
I ain't got no rats. Really? Well, how long this been going on?
You tell us. It's your house.
Yo, well, come on over. I'll be here.
The old flip phone.
Uncle Jeffro got some rats. I got no rats.
We got some digital, really bad digital rats in the background. Like, that's so bad.
It's like a cartoon.
Some of her legs aren't even on the couch.
They're floating.
They're floating.
This is so stupid.
Just a minute.
Now, guys, the rats are gone. They were edited out of the picture. Two people in white hooded suits.
We're here to exterminate your house.
That's okay. Clearly Nicole.
You look a little familiar. Have I seen you around here somewhere before?
Yeah, dumbass, that's your niece.
You ain't never seen me before.
Okay, well, come on in.
No.
Sir, because the fumes are so strong and deadly, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Okay, I understand. How long are you going to be?
You could see the makeup on his face.
Yeah. So bad.
Okay, good. That'll give me a chance to run some errands.
This guy would fall to the Prince in Africa scam. Just give me your bank account number and I will give you $1 million if you give me $5. Oh, really? Here it is.
Okay.
Sure, strangers. Come on in. I'll leave for... Go ahead. My house is yours. Are those Emma's curtains?
It looks
her
like
old ones.
Her old ones.
Yeah.
Emma, if you're listening, it's your gray and white curtains.
Nicole! What? Your uncle's coming back!
What?
Grandma, hi!
She's back already. She jumps behind the couch. That disgusting couch.
I forgot my keys.
Idiot. Who forgets their keys? What kind of moron forgets their keys? Hmm?
Why is she hiding when he knows they're in the house?
Because this movie's stupid, Hannah. This movie's so bad. So they're looking for the chest that Grandma said she gave to Jethro. More Amazon boxes, perhaps sponsored by Amazon?
No.
No?
No.
It's on Amazon Prime.
It's true.
Oh, see? That's a good point.
There you go.
Let's keep looking. Come on.
Amazon gave them $40 to make this movie.
Yep.
$20.
We'll give you half off 1 year's Prime subscription. There you go. Here's $25.50.
Josh,
wait. You got it? Nicole found it.
Looks like a box of ashes.
It does. It looks like what you get, like your pet dies or
yeah.
Okay. Look, take this out to the truck because we won't be able to take
the box. Fonzie's in is nicer than that.
Yeah. They didn't even look inside.
No. Well, they need a key. Nicole sits on the couch.
This is gonna be okay.
I wouldn't. And the other girl sits on the guy's newspaper. Come on. It's rude.
Oh, no. Get the spray. What spray? Get in the kitchen. Find some spray. Some bug spray.
Find some spray. Just spray everywhere.
I don't know what this is.
That'd be awesome if that spray turned out to be spray paint.
The spray paint from Uncle Jethro's hair.
Yes.
Do they have WD-40?
Is that what it is?
I think it is.
Yes, it is. It's got the little, the nozzle.
Uh-huh.
She's spraying WD-40 all over the ground and the couch. Digital fog.
The fog doesn't look too bad, actually. I think that's real.
It, they set something on fire and kept it in. What's that toxic smell I smell?
Okay. Gentlemen. I really appreciate what you've done here for me today.
You what did you do here for me today?
Nicole!
Nicole! He goes over to the thing, he sees that it's gone, takes out his Fisher Price phone.
Fisher Price?
A cow says
Nicole,
moo!
Nicole broke in the house and stole Mama's chest!
A rooster says, cock-a-doodle-doo.
It's okay. I know where they're going. Meet me at Mama's house. I'm on my way.
Oh, there's the pool. Oh, in the background, the trees have leaves on it. Stock photo.
Grandma, Grandma, I got the chest. Where's the key?
Barbara has the key.
The next door neighbor?
What? God damn
it. What the heck?
Hang on. Pause.
Got it.
I just got your message. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
Wi-Fi issues. Every time she says Barbara, Nicole goes, the neighbor? How many Barbaras do you know that she references all the time? Yeah, the neighbor.
She came over for Christmas.
You wore matching onesies.
What is going on?
It's a long story. I'll explain it to you later.
It's not that long.
Look, things are about to get really interesting, but I need you to stay calm.
Okay.
Why did Grandma make it so hard for them to get their will?
Why give the box to Jethro? Just hide it.
Kevin, Grandma goes.
Hi, Kevin.
He grabs Nicole and puts her in front of him. What's his name, Kevin?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've never seen a person before. My bad.
You've never seen a full-size person in green light?
Sounds like she's crying.
Why does Barbara have the keys?
Because she is.
I figure if anything should happen to me, she would do right by you.
Grandma looks better now. Her complexion is like, she looks good. Like she just got some sun. She has a change of clothes.
Yeah.
Nicole, open this door.
Ghosts can change clothes?
Apparently.
What?
What should I do, Grandma?
And then we're going to sue you for spraying WD-40 everywhere.
Let me. I have an idea.
But ironically, the creaky floor no longer creaks.
Hello, Miss Barbara. It's Nicole. Yeah, can you bring the key to the chest that my grandma gave me? Okay, thank you.
Barbara? The neighbor?
Let him in.
What?
Let him in.
All Kevin lets them in. The aunt and uncle come in.
What do you want, Uncle Jethro and Aunt Margaret?
You know what we want.
I want the chest that you stole from my house.
I didn't steal anything.
I gotta take it back to Lazy Town.
Nothing belongs to you. You lived off of my mother and took advantage of her. And you a deadbeat woman. And you saw it.
Mm-hmm. Tell him, girl.
Oh, maybe it's that time of the month.
Oh, no, you did it.
I hate you. You know, Aunt Margaret, you sound like an angry black ghetto woman.
Oh, fighting words.
Sit down some words. You too old for that.
Who you calling out?
You. Oh, shit. She's
Bob Marley. Nicole, give him my chest.
Bob Marley.
I wonder who that could be.
Who is that, Barbara?
The neighbor?
Nicole, I knew this day would come. Stella loved you so much, and you took such good care of your grandma.
She didn't take care of my mama. She's just a freeloader.
Children love the books.
Get what she can take.
Jethro, you know that's a lie. Nicole loved Stella with all her heart.
Well, she's our mama, and mm-hmm. we gonna get what's coming.
His mustache is about to fall off. It's flapping.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. They take the key out, put it in the box, open it. Take out some papers. Barbara, the neighbor, takes out some cash money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
I, Stella Patterson, being of competent and sound mind, do hereby declare
sound?
This to be my last will and testament, and do hereby revoke any and all wills and codicils heretofore made jointly or severally by me. I further declare
she
that
this
last
this.
Will and testament reflects my personal wishes without any undue influence whatsoever. I hereby leave the money in the sum of $50,000 to my granddaughter, Nicole
grand.
Johnson. I also leave my real estate property and timeshares that are all paid in full
She's knee slapping.
To my granddaughter, Nicole Johnson.
Kevin's
I have
really
a savings
happy.
Account at the City Land Bank with a balance of $75,000 and leave the total amount to my granddaughter, Nicole Johnson. To my son, Jethro Patterson, and my daughter, Margaret Patterson, I leave $100 apiece.
What?
My granddaughter, Nicole Johnson, will make sure they both receive their money.
What?
Good. What? Margaret is freaking out. Jethro's...
What? What?
I don't know what he's doing.
What?
Jethro's what? Jethro.
He's Jethro-ing.
What happened now?
Nicole's a bad winner.
She's shoving it in their faces.
Jethro puts everything back in the box and says,
You're going to get this money or anything else you think you might get. It's going to be over my dead body.
Gee, that's why you don't got nothing here. Jethro, you can't do this. Have you lost your mind?
You shut up, you old goat.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah, you old bag. You get some business.
Don't talk like that to Barbara.
Uncle Jethro.
She's the neighbor.
You can't do this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Grandma just popped in. She's pixelating. My favorite thing is the reactions to the ghost.
Get that girl back that chest before I beat you blue.
Beat you blue.
Good job, Grandma. Good job, Grandma.
Grandma, make him leave.
Leave his hand and never come back.
Oh.
Some weird effects is happening right now. She waves her arms around and they run out. Oh, you can high five ghosts, guys. Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
And it makes a slap sound. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Learning so much.
Yeah. That's what happens on this show. It's education.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys didn't miss that.
Yeah.
Grandma, I got a notice from the tax collector's office, and instead of the $99,000 they say you owe, you only owe $9.99. Apparently, they
fire that guy.
Cool, Grandma.
Oh, great. Is that it?
Yes, Grandma.
Oh, I know I always pay my bills.
I know you did, Grandma. I know you did.
Apparently, you didn't. You didn't know that. Now the screen's flashing.
You're fading.
Green. Green Knight's gone. She's.
I want you to go, Grandma.
Vibrating.
I gotta go, Nicole.
Grandma, I love you.
I love you too, Nicole. And I know you have found you a real good man. And he's gonna take care of you.
Yeah.
I love you, Grandma. I hope
you
go.
I love you too, Nicole.
Okay.
I gotta go.
Bye now.
All right, bye.
I'll see you on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Yeah. See you when you die.
Oh, my goodness.
Die soon, because I'm getting bored.
Pretty lonely over here.
She puts her arms up to... Oh, whoa. Jeez, that... This movie is seizure...
I think so.
Issuing.
Inducing.
So inducing, you
thank you.
Let's get some ice cream.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, my grandma's gone forever. Let's go get some ice cream.
But I'm rich now-ish. Kind of rich. I'm a thousandaire. It's not a big deal.
A thousandaire. Why do we have so many wreaths?
They like Christmas. And walking out in short sleeves. That's the movie. That is the... Directed and written by Lynette Jones. Produced by Lynette Jones. Cast, Nicole Johnson. Lynette Jones. Grandma Stella. Alice West. Miss Barbara. The Neighbor. Kathy Day. Tasha. Tyranny Woodard. Kevin Lee Hammock. Art. It's gone. Funeral Mourner. Yeah. Extras. God, this was not a lot of people involved in this. It's all friends and family. All right, done with this movie.
Yeah.
All right.
They filmed an actual funeral home.
Nice. And that's where they're going to put the movie. All right, let's do some reviews. I'll go first. One-star reviews, if you guys want to get your reviews up. Okay. My first one is the title, Among the Worst Movies. While an Ed Wood movie might be cheesy, at least it was so bad it was still entertaining. This movie, Grandma Goes, from the writing to the sound and the acting, it was not even bearable. I thought maybe if I skipped ahead, it could be better. No.
Mm-mm.
That was silly because no matter where I attempted to watch this movie, it was just plain painful, awful. There is no way I could waste my time to watch the whole thing.
Oh my goodness.
Han, you want to
go? I actually found a good one. 7 stars out of 10. And it says, I love family movies. It looks like the actors had fun making this movie. It is a story too many families live through, so having the funny, campy acting kept my interest. I'm about to watch another Candace Queen.
Shay, what you got? Yeah, Shay's looking for hers. I'll throw up another one. I'll go negative.
Because I was on Rotten Tomatoes before, which have That's no fine. Reviews.
Oh, okay. So go on IMDb. Another one star. I really don't like to be negative, but this is honestly the worst movie I've ever seen. Dialogue, sound, sounded forced and unrehearsed. They may as well have held the script in their hands. The entire storyline was undeveloped and flimsy. It was like watching a rough draft. You got much? Nothing?
There's only four reviews on IMDb.
I know. There's not, DB. Not a lot. All right, the last one. Go ahead, Hannah, take it away.
It says, one star, worst movie I've ever seen. From the production, to the bad acting, to the horrible audio quality, to the poorly made effects, it's terrible. It's so horrible, I was unable to watch the entire film. It was so bad, it was laughable. Don't watch this movie, it isn't worth your time.
Nice. All right, there are no trivia for this, so we're going to go right into our ratings.
The revolution is televised.
All right, guys. Usually we go one score, 1 to 10. But we could do that, or we can just do, because it's bad, right? We can all say it's bad.
Yeah.
So bad it's good, or so bad it's scary. What do you want to do? Want to do that? Or you want to do numbers, or both?
Let's do
so bad it's so bad first, then give our number.
All right.
Shay, you start.
What
is your take on this film?
I'm gonna say it's so bad it makes me mad instead.
Yeah. I'm with... Oh. Guys, Pam, what do you got?
I actually don't agree.
Okay.
Like, it is really bad, but it's, like, so bad you're, like, interested in it. Like, you want to see what happens next.
Okay.
And it's, like, really funny.
All right, so you're going so bad it's good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with so bad, smack that director in the face for making this. You hurt my brain. You almost caused me a seizure. So bad it's scary. This is really bad, guys. So bad.
I just don't understand how this is on Amazon Prime.
I know. I mean, technically, this show is on Amazon Music.
It is?
Yeah. And if I was going to give this movie a number score, it's 1.
I would say 2 or 3.
I would say 3.
Because it's funny. Like, at least it's not, like, boring where you're, like, falling asleep.
It was so bad. It's
funny. It has to be, for me, a 1 because of what I've scored other movies.
Yeah.
Like,
this is the only movie I've scored.
Yeah. So, that's it. What'd you think, guys? That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
So, maybe next time, because this was kind of like your pick, Hannah, right? You said, like, me and Bob should do this, and we're doing it instead.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Maybe next time, Shay, you pick one.
Okay.
Maybe one not so terrible.
Okay.
All right, guys. That is the show. Me and Bob will be back next week. Yeah, that's the music. Me and Bob will be back. Next week, we're doing the new movie on Amazon Prime, Totally Killing, which I'm currently taking my notes. It's interesting. If you like Back to the Future, you'll like this. It's Back to the Future / Slasher. / Slasher. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. See ya. Say bye.
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 I'd like to report a crime that hasn't happened yet. Have you seen the movie Back to the Future? Basically, I'm living that movie right now, which is how I know there's gonna be a murder tonight.
Hate time travel movies. They never make any sense.
Happy Halloween.
How about we all stay in and hand out Halloween candy?
No, Mom.
You know how hard this time of year is for us.
Your friends were murdered 35 years ago.
It's not 1987 anymore.
Stay safe, honey. I love you.
What year is it?
1987.
Oh my God.
I know.
The 80s are almost over and I haven't even tried Coke yet.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Mom.
Fuck off and die.
Jesus, Mom. Masita. Ay. Ay, ay, ay. Mamacita.
Time for my birthday, bitch.
This is a creepy-ass cabin in the middle of fucking nowhere.
What's the big deal?
There's a murderer on the loose, and you drove us into the woods. Oh my God! What? I forgot to bring vodka.
You have 7.5 hours until you're stuck here forever.
I need to stop all this horror before it happens.
The machines kill us all?
No.
They more just rip apart the fabric of our society via dance videos on TikTok.
They use dance against us?
Come on out. The water's warm.
Just so you know,
I don't do blowjobs.
You pee out of that thing.
Just think, maybe if she did do blowjobs, she'd still be alive.
Yeah, let's not make that the lesson. 80s weed sucks. This is just dirt. Look at all these twigs.
I could give you a gummy this big that has 100 times more weed than this.